7-shot deficit a few weeks ago in Nashville. Today it was a 6-shot deficit. What is it about playing from behind that you like so much?
I don't know. I guess, you know, I'm not really sure. I just kind of came in today with another open mind and tried to make as many birdies as I could. And, you know, I got rolling pretty good on the back nine, and that was a lot of fun for Scotty and I. That was fun.
Did it kind of feel like deja vu?
A little bit. You know, this, I mean, different course and everything. To be honest with you, last week never really, or not last week, 2 weeks ago, never really, 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, yeah. Yeah, Nashville. Yeah. Nashville never really crossed my mind out there, to be honest with you. So this is really the first time I've thought about it. So, yeah, that's all.
When you went to eat, knowing the way 16 and 17 were playing, did you think you might be out here for a playoff?
Yeah, I was hoping to be out here. You know, it's like I told you before, it's like I can only control what I can control. And so I was hungry. I went inside and ate and saw that he bogeyed 16. I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll go hit a few balls now. So, yeah.
When we got done with you, I went out and looked, and there it was.
I think I saw you inside. You were like, yeah, you just bogeyed 16. I was like, all right, I better eat these tacos quick. I got to get going.
Scotty, you know how hard it is to win out here. How good does it feel just to win?
Oh, it feels great. You know, it's been a good season so far, and it's nice to get my first professional win out here.
How good is this tour? I mean, I think the people who came out here know how good it is, but now that you've seen it, how good are the guys?
Yeah, the guys are great. You'll see it every week with all the birdies everybody's making, and especially, you know, how deep the leaderboards are. I'm sure there's lots of guys who had a chance to win today, and yeah, I mean, the fields are great.
Scotty, you were an accomplished junior player and then an accomplished amateur. Where does this rank in your list of career accomplishments?
You know, this is great. To get the first professional win is awesome. You know, kind of get the monkey off my back, I guess, and hopefully it'll be, you know, for some bigger things to come this year.
Where do you go from here, and also will you be trying to qualify for the US Open?
So I'll go from here to North Carolina, fly there tomorrow for that event. Wish I could go home, but the flights aren't really working out. But and then I'll take an off week, and then I qualified for the US Open, so I'll head there. I guess what's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, two-ish, 3 weeks maybe, something like that. Yeah, 2-3 weeks, something in there.
Somewhere.
So we'll head there. I'll take a week off of the BMW. You know, I'd usually like to play leading up to a big tournament like that, but you know, I wasn't really looking forward to flying from South Carolina all the way to California for the Open. It's kind of a long week already, so I didn't want to go in there tired.
Have you played much in Pebble Beach?
Never. Yeah, so it'll be fun. Yeah, my caddy's been around it a bunch, so.
I know your family likes to come out and watch. They were out there in Nashville. Is it kind of bittersweet not having them here to share that with?
Yeah, like I said, I want to go home and celebrate with them. But to be honest with you, I don't know who's at the house. You know, I still got a sister overseas. I think my parents are traveling for my mom's work. So we'll be able to celebrate. I think some of them should be at home the week before the Open. So it'll be good to, you know, see them and catch up.
Have you looked at your phone yet?
No.
How old are you, Scott?
22.
Ooh.
Yeah, no phone yet.
Yeah, you got a great few. Three birdies, and then you kind of hit a stretch of pars there. What clicked for you on the back nine?
On the back nine, let me think. So we played 10. I had a great drive. I played 10 really aggressively today. I kind of got a bad break there yesterday and was able to kind of keep it going today. Nice up and down. Chipped in on 11, which was big. I hit a bad iron shot and chipped in, and that kind of got me rolling. You know, made a nice putt on 13. Two good shots on 14. Made a great putt on 15. 15, I made an awesome, like, 8-foot putt that broke about a foot. That one was really one that kind of got the momentum going, and then hit a great shot into 17 and had a tough up and down here at 18, but just wasn't able to convert, and was fortunate that Marcelo made a mistake coming down the stretch and we were able to go into a playoff.
Did you know where you stood throughout the day?
Yeah. So there's plenty of leaderboards out here this week, so I always knew I was a few holes ahead, and with the scores being low, I just – basically just trying to make as many birdies as I could. So got into a good frame of mind and was able to do that.
I know you touched on it in your speech at the podium a little bit, but for an inaugural event, how well from a player standpoint did the whole week go?
Really well. I mean, like I said, the food was awesome. It's always big. If you talk to the players, the food is very important. The food was great, and a really well-run event. You know, all the volunteers knew exactly what they were doing. They were very helpful. Spotters did a great job. That's always a tough job for them, and you know, just really fortunate to have that many people show up for a new event. It's pretty cool.
Did you have any strategy on the second playoff hole?
No, my strategy is still the same. You know, I basically told Scotty, you know, we needed one big drive. and I wasn't able to get that on the first go around, and really tried to hit one the second time around and pulled it a little bit. But it was one of those things where if I miss a fairway, I'm laying up anyways, and if I smooth one out there, I'm still laying up, so I might as well give it a whack. And then Marcelo got into a little bit of trouble on the second playoff hole, so I was just trying to kind of get in position and get a look. And, you know, it's a good thing I did, because I think he was going to get up and down for par.
Scotty, what kind of history have you had in WGA events, either the amateur or the junior?
I've been playing all of them. I think I played my first junior at the Beverly in, like, 2010 or something like that. So I've been playing them ever since. You know, the Western Am was always one of the biggest events for us as amateurs. That's one we always want to win, because it's such a long week, and that's one that the guys really strive for, because you don't really see many players that don't succeed at the next level win that event. So that's always a big one on our schedule, and you know, they do a really great job running tournaments and raising money for the Evans Scholars.
NCAA championships are happening right now. UT is in second place right now.
Oh, they are. They had a good day.
For nice. Your former teammates?
Yeah, you know, I shot my former roommate a text last night. I don't usually try and bombard them tournament week. You know, there's always a lot going on, so I kind of like to let them do their own thing, and hopefully I'll be able to give them a call and celebrate at the end of the week.